One, guys, welcome back to another IELTS, of course. This is an edition, episode number 006. For those of you who are, of course, listening on my podcast, I want to give you a warm welcome. And for those of you who have been actually watching me the past minute, I do apologize for the beginning of this episode because, of course, sometimes technology doesn't work, but baby, we are back and we are here. So, guys, again, I do apologize first for not doing this video live before. Now, of course, the many of you who actually listen to me on my ESL podcast, you guys get that almost immediately. You get that every Thursday. But last Sunday, I wasn't able to do a live episode, so I do apologize for all of you out there that actually wanted to see me live. So here I am. We are live right now. We're going to be talking about a little bit about cities, urban area. So an urban area is a city. A rural area is like the countryside. Okay. Now, let's talk about some different vocabulary here. Now, I might be brushing up on this again in the advanced, the advanced level, when we get to that probably sometime mid next year. But for now, I do want to focus primarily on this little section, which is really, really cool, because again, this gives you the opportunity to develop as always. So those of you who are listening on my podcast, this blog, everything will be available, of course, on thearseniobuckshow.com. So here we go, guys. We can expand here. We can even make this, of course, an IELTS Part 2, although I'm focusing primarily today on IELTS Part 1. In IELTS Part 3. But first, let's expand on a couple of things, right? So here we go. First question, where do you live? All right. Now, the majority of IELTS examiners, yes, they will be asking you this specific question. So tell me about where you live. Tell me about your neighborhood. Now, guys, this is the point where you need to go into detail in terms of where you live, okay? Now, for example, if I talk about myself, okay, Arsenio, where do you live? Well, you know what? I actually live in Bangkok, but I'm originally from Las Vegas, so I could talk about Las Vegas first. So, I do live in Las Vegas. I've been living in Las Vegas for, let's say, 25 years of my life, all right? And then I could talk about three big things that Las Vegas has, okay? One, of course, the climate, very hot, it, you know, having just a desert, and there being some mountains, probably, oh my god, where is that? So south to go to Los Angeles, northwest, is called Mount Charleston. Yes, it's a little bit more cooler up there if you go climb to the higher elevations, but honestly, it's entertainment, it's a climate, and I would have to pick one other thing, a major tourist destination. And that, of course, relates to the entertainment. So honestly, there's just not that much to talk about in terms of Las Vegas. So if you guys are asked this question, where do you live? You're going to have to talk about specific areas. But I always want you to keep that lucky number three. Please keep that lucky number three. Now you guys are probably saying, what do you mean by the lucky number three? Well, three things. Give me three things about where you live. The big topics, the big things around where you live. Okay? So, now Bangkok. I love doing this, especially with my Thai students, because honestly, Bangkok has just so much in a quite vast area. Okay? So I say, okay, why do tourists, of course, primarily go there? All right? So we got shopping. It's the biggest shopping hub in all of Asia. I truly believe that that's what Bangkok is. Okay? Shopping. Entertainment. Now, Thailand has a lot of entertainment. I won't get into that type of entertainment, but we do know that that type of entertainment does exist. So we got entertainment, we have shopping, and then, of course, we have, I guess you could say, the culture and the temples, which is very interesting because right over here, for those of you who aren't watching me live, you don't see my gestures and whatnot. But just over the SkyTrain, just over this massive road that goes into the city, over the bridge, there is a temple. It's a white one. It's Wat something. However, there are three famous temples, all right? Now, this is Wat Arun, Wat Po, and Wat Prakel, all right? I could quickly mention those, all right? Now, in terms of shopping, yes, we could talk about the major shopping complexes, most notably the biggest one that just made headway about 2-3 weeks ago, called Icon Siam, it being the largest shopping mall in all of Asia, okay, which is very, very interesting. So yes, we could talk about that type of, the shopping where a lot of high-class people go. Okay, let's just put it that way. And we're going to have to talk about Thailand having the largest open market shopping area in the world. It's called JJ Market. Of course, you're going to have to mention that. Now, entertainment, there are a number of things that you could do in terms of entertainment, but I just want you to have that lucky number three. Give me three things that are very famous, of course, in your country or in your city. All right? Now, going forward, we can keep on expanding on that and say, okay, what is it like to live in your city? Now, give me three things. What is it like to live there? All right? It's very loud. It's very crowded. And there are so many things to do. All right? So it's very loud in terms of give me three things. Okay? It's very noisy because but the food is also very delicious, which I can actually mention in terms of where I live. But again, we're just talking about location and what there is. If he asks a question in terms of, is your city considered a major tourist destination? Yes. Think about that number three. Where you live, hey, you knew I live just over the river in this small area where there are lots of towering condominiums, okay? I'm just outside of a SkyTrain station. So these are some things, again, that you can mention. And it's all about differentiating your vocabulary, too. All right? So, what do you like about the area you live in? What do you like? Not what do you not like? Now, if he says, what do you like or what do you not like, please explain. Then you can talk about two things that you like, two things that you don't like. So for those of you who are actually going to view on the blog, of course, my podcasters, there are four pictures. However, I wasn't able to put those pictures onto my Facebook Live, so I do apologize for that, my fellow Facebook Livers out there. But here we are. There are four pictures. Of course, we have the Shibuya crossing. If you guys are unaware of that, that's where when all lanes of traffic stop and people could just cross diagonally, horizontally, vertically, everywhere at this specific crossing, which is, I think, inside Roppongi or in Tokyo in general, okay? Now, to the right of that, we have another city, but it's more smaller and it's not as crowded. It's more Victorian. If you go to the south of that, there's another city that has actually parking outside of the shops with, of course, the desert mountain that's in the background and a beautiful blue sky, of course, with the sun going down. And then to the left of that, we have the craziness out there in China in terms of Chiang Mai being overcrowded, all these signage and all these different things that are just in your face. All right? So, again, that question, it says, hey, look at the pictures of urban cities around the world. What do you see? What kind of setting do you like to live in? Now, this could be a free writing topic for a lot of you out there. Now, free writing, again, it could help you. It could help you in terms of getting all your thoughts out on paper. Now, if you're not able to do free writing, or if you're not able to do free speaking with a friend, this can ultimately kill you, because if you're trying to develop your idea in terms of speaking to the examiner on a part one or a part three, it can hurt you if you're not able or if you're unable to think of some of these very critical topics that they actually give you. All right? So, if we go to the next one, I like these. Now, there are a list of, what is it? Did I already pass that? Target vocabulary. So, I wanted to put some vocabulary on there. Now, for those of you who are tuning into my Facebook Live, I just put in the notes section this entire lesson. You just don't see the pictures. You just see four little cameras. All right? Now, for those of you who are listening on my podcast, you have to tune into the blog to see some of the target vocabulary. Now, these are some of the things that you can actually mention while you are speaking. Now, no privacy. No privacy could stem around, hey, if you think about some, what is the, Kowloon, Hong Kong, or Kowloon, Hong Kong, Kowloon, whatever. It's just outside or in Hong Kong. and it had one of the most, the most densely populated city in the world. If you actually go to, or put in Google, the most densely populated city in the world, there is no privacy whatsoever. You're living in a 4x4 square meter apartment, or maybe 2x2. It is horrendous. I think they finally tore it down. But now you guys understand in terms of privacy. A lot of people, sorry, I need some water, Jesus. But anyways, a lot of people would say that, again, Japan, there isn't much privacy out there because it's very small. If you don't live in a home and you live in Tokyo, you're paying for an extremely pricey condominium. And if you're paying for that, again, it's a very small area and you can hear people to the right of you, to the left of you, if you live in, excuse me. If you live in between. Oh my God, I knew my throat. Something's wrong with my throat. So anyways, I am okay. So let's go into the next one. Overcrowded public transportation. So again, this is something that you guys can actually speak about with your friends and think about it. I mean, if we look at Delhi, New Delhi, if we look at Lagos, Nigeria, these places are saturated with so much pollution. So many things that, let's just say there are more disadvantages in terms of the overcrowding. So, right now, and as a matter of fact, in 2 days, Thailand is going to open a 9-station extension to the Sukhumvit line. What does this mean? Well, for people who live near the airport and near more southeast outside of town, near the Thai naval base and here and there, they're not going to have to worry about the overcrowding anymore on Sukhumvit. Sukhumvit Road is a very, very long road. And this road is always jam-packed with cars. Why? Because there isn't any public transportation. Now, at the end of this line, it's called Samrong. They're going to open an additional 9 stations. So the people who live, let's just put it this way. Station number 23 is the last station now. That's damn near the sea, okay? It's called Keha. Now, people who are at station 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, and especially 10, where there are lots of condominiums, they're very worried that the majority of those stations 23 through 16, by the time the BTS SkyTrain comes to station 10, it's going to be completely full. Without the German manufacturing company investing into making more trains and shipping them there, what the heck is going to happen? But your boy, your teacher, Arsenio, is saved because I do not live on that line. But guys, again, overcrowding of public transportation, just become aware of some of the things that happen. There was an article on some news website showing the overcrowding in, of course, Tokyo and how people are just mashed up against, you know, the glass in the train. So, again, this is really critical. Pollution, we already know about that. Noisy, all right? Thailand does have a tendency of being extremely noisy. And why is that? Why is it that Thailand is very noisy? Well, you get some of these young teenagers who take off the spoilers that actually compresses the noise. So when they take this off, it goes, bah! It's very, very loud. Okay, the police, of course, they don't do anything to stop it. Therefore, it is very, very loud out here. Not only that, in addition to that, of course, these trucks put these massive speakers, of course, you know, in the back of their, what is it, in the back of their trunk, and they play some of the loudest music on the face of the planet. And so while you're walking, you just hear this, dude, it's just very, very loud. Again, that's called noise pollution. Now, there's visual pollution. Sao Paulo, they actually did away with advertising out there because they were sick of the visual pollution. You see? So, there are different kinds of pollution, right? So, anyways, noisy. Workers are more inspired, maybe because they get a higher salary. All right? Better pay than rural areas. So, out there in Northeast Thailand and provinces such as Buriram, Sisaket, Roy Et, these places are traditionally more poorer because, again, not much rain falls down out there or falls out there. Therefore, the crops are very dry and they're not able to sustain viable crops to, of course, sell so they can make money to feed their families. So a lot of these women and a lot of people from these areas, they venture down here That's why there's a massive overcrowding problem happening, and that's why the government is really pushing to hurry up, you know, hurrying up to establish this mass transit system. All right? So, workers are more inspired because they make more money. Could happen. Better pay than rural areas. Yes, costs more. That's a big problem. If you look at Sydney, Geneva, Zurich, these are the most expensive cities in the world. Hong Kong is I never realized how expensive Hong Kong was until I actually went there. It is stupendously, and I mean stupendously, expensive. So, those are some things to think about. More opportunities. You know, when I first came to Thailand, I lived in, of course, Chontaburi. Now, Chontaburi is about 3 hours southeast of Bangkok, right? So, of course, in areas like that, I would be paid less. So, again, I finally ventured out to the south of Thailand after that, which is much further. And I was paid a little bit more, but there still weren't any other opportunities. People go there to retire, all right? So I finally got to Bangkok, and then I had to work my way up. The more I learned, the more I earned. And, of course, the more connections I established, the more I earned, the more of this, the more that, the more ideas I get, the more collaborations I get. It's a big, big win-win. So the more opportunities, okay, that could probably happen in the urban areas. Better communication, all right? Better relationships, that could also happen rather than living. Or maybe it's a disadvantage. Maybe you guys might deem it as an advantage, which I do. Maybe you guys say, oh, not necessarily, because everyone's very, you know, they're quick. They're walking in different directions. So therefore, we're not able to establish those relationships. That is an excellent argument. All right. So there you go. So listing reasons, I actually put these in 4 bullet points. All right. Of course, in the notes section on the blog, if you guys are listening to this on the podcast, some of the ways that you could list reasons, you could say the reason is because of this, since, of course, this is one of those, it's kind of like you use it with the present perfect. Okay. Another way you could actually use as a result, and I like this, like therefore, consequently, hence, thus, all right? So example, my company decided to move to Bangkok, therefore, or consequently, or hence, or thus, I had to resign because there isn't adequate transportation in that area for another year, or there won't be adequate transportation in that area for another year. So this means at Bangkok, there is no transportation in that area in terms of public transportation. So until that BTS SkyTrain system is built, I cannot venture out there. It's like the new one that will be opening this Thursday. I've never been to that part, but apparently there are some beautiful monuments and some beautiful tourist areas that now tourists can go to. So when my friend, of course, comes from Mongolia later on this year, she is going to be able to venture out there. She's going to say, Arsenio, where should I go in Bangkok? It's very easy now. I could say, you know what? There are new SkyTrain systems that venture out to the southeast of Bangkok. There's a beautiful Thai Naval Academy there. I think looking at that type of history is very interesting. Also, there is a 3-headed elephant monument out there. So this is something else that excites me. And I could say, you know what? Go outside of Bangkok. Because you know what? The major tourist destinations right now in the heart of Bangkok, all they are temples and something called the Jim Thompson House, which is completely and utterly ridiculous. So now Thursday, if my friend says, hey, what should we do? I'm going to say, dude, let's go on the new BTS line and let's go check those out. See what I mean? It's a win-win, baby. So guys, with that being said, I'm very, very excited that, I put some of this stuff up, a free writing topic for you guys to top this off. And of course, those of you who are listening to me on my podcast, this is the topic. What kind of opportunities are there in urban areas in your country? What do you prefer, living in the countryside or living in the heart of the city, also known as the concrete jungle? So that's a topic that you guys could write about for 10 to 15 minutes. So guys, with that being said, again, thank you so much, Anna, for tuning in, and the other people who have been tuning in for over the last 20 minutes. For those of you who have been listening to me on my podcast, big special thanks to all of you. Again, guys, this is going to be uploaded in podcast form for those of you who are viewing me live right now on Thursday. For those of you who are listening to me on the podcast and you want to see these questions, click the blog link, of course, in the description, and you'll be able to, again, oh my god, I've been talking for so long. You'll be able to view all of the questions, do your free writing, and everything, all right? So, guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in. The next IELTS, what is it, this Sunday, and I forgot what I was doing, but we'll figure it out soon. So, again, guys, thank you so much. Anna, thank you so much, and everyone else who has been tuning in. If you have any questions, make sure you comment. As always, I'm your wonderful, beautiful-looking host, Arsenio, over and out.